The Rush Hour. Gus Warland, Jude Bolton, and Wendell Saylor. This is the Triple M Rush Hour.
Welcome to the Rush Hour. Gus, Jude, and Wendell. Boys, Mother's Day yesterday. A lot of footy going on as well, and a lot of stuff happening today, which we'll get through in the show. We've got Paul Gallen on as well. Alex Volkanovski as well, talking UFC, coming on just after 5 o'clock. But how was Mother's Day for your missus, mate?
It was good. We went for a steak and, couple of glasses of wine and things like that, and then
it's not Father's Day, mate. It was Mother's Day.
Yeah, true. Yeah. I booked the place, so yeah. I can do whatever you want.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow!
It wasn't like getting the bowling ball with Homer's name written on it, but it was a lot of fun. And then actually, the girls were two girls were keen to do an escape room. We'd never done one of those, did it as a family.
Yeah, no, not good for me, mate. I don't need to be in any. I've nearly been in a couple of rooms, but yeah, I don't need to be in that room.
What was your weekend like, big fella? You did a little bit of footy calling forth.
Friday night, but Charlie White, the producer gave me the weekend off. Second one without my mum, but I actually, because I was in a better place, I actually just celebrated my mum, but hung out with my wife and daughter, and my daughter, she's owned me all weekend, so took her to work, just chilled out, had some lunch with them, and then we watched Tristan play football on Sunday. They got beaten, but had Ty, gave my wife a bottle of Verve, because she's not my wife. I love how they say...
She's your wife, not your mother.
That's right, yeah. But still gave her a nice bottle of Verve, and I helped her drink that, so it was great.
Good, you are selfless the way you do that. What about Dolphins signing Robert Jennings today? Bunnies signing Cody Nikorima. Volkman and Lussick. Volkman, a youngster in the Roosters, and Lussick going from the Roosters to the Warriors. And a couple of Sharks players that have got some suspensions off their big win against the Warriors.
Yeah, Will Kennedy and Jesse Romeo both facing significant bans. Will Kennedy will miss two matches with an early guilty plea, and Romeo 3 games, given the centre has already had a charge in 2022.
Well, we're going to talk, all thanks to our mates at KO, we're going to talk about that Warriors performance up against the Sharks. He's never missed a moment on KO Sports with all your faves, including AFL, NRL, F1, NBA playoffs, and so much more.
KO and the Rush Hours. Mini footy highlights. Watch the team you love every game of every round. Live and ad break free in play on KO Sports.
Carrigan down the middle. Gets a beautiful offload. No. Reynolds scores! Adam Reynolds! The moment is his as Adam Reynolds is lapping it up. What a moment!
Brisbane, a thoroughly deserved 32-12.
He's gone right through Frawley. Well, who knew he had it in him? And he goes over right out of the post for a beautiful individual try.
Raiders finally get a win. Canberra 14, Dogs 4.
Croker gets it away to Ben Trbojevic.
Yes.
And Benny Trbojevic gets another try. He's having a wow of a game.
Manly have beat the West Tigers 36 points to 22.
To the right they go. Tedesco. Oh. Tedesco. Tedesco. Wow. Great try. He did it all himself, the captain. That's three for the night.
Full time, the Sydney Roosters 44 points to 16 over the Titans.
You're off, mate. He's off! He's sent off!
Lodge underarms a pass to Watson. Oh. Stand the gap. He's away. Oh, what a live eye. He gets rid of the top. What an unbelievable flick pass to Azzy. Puts in a kick. It's taken. It's scored. He's one of the tries of the season.
As Tracy gets it, and somehow they score. Oh, stand up and applaud if you're a Sharks fan.
Yeah, great highlights from round 9 in the NRL, Del. And let's focus on a couple of games. First up, Parramatta getting the job done against the Panthers. At the Panthers, who are obviously on a huge winning run and were undefeated. What were your thoughts on Parra?
Yeah, well, look, I think Parra brought an intensity. And this is why people have said from the start of the year that the Panthers, the Parramatta are certainly a top four side and can win the premiership. And to be honest, I don't trust Parramatta yet. But after what they did, don't forget, they went to Darwin. They got their butts smacked. And then I still tipped the Panthers because I thought at home, but everyone you win, you're closer to a loss. But can I tell you, some of the tries that the Parramatta Eels scored were unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And you know what? We all know this. You throw the form guide out the window in local derbies.
Yeah.
Because they were embarrassed up there by the Cowboys. So everyone's saying, you know, the Cowboys are top eight side now. They're the Cowboys, okay? And when you beat Penrith, remember I said to you, you get some skin in the game. Mm. And let me tell you, Dylan Brown, mate, he played good. Their forwards played good. And some of those hits, it was like semi-final atmosphere.
Mm. Want to turn your eyes to Sharks v. Warriors. 12-man Sharks outfit.
11 minute times.
Yeah. 11 minute times, yep. And then just dismantled the Warriors. What went on?
Well, it's an attitude thing. So sometimes when a player gets sent off, as in William Kennedy did early, all of a sudden you go, well, mate, they're down to 12. But you still got to do the tough stuff. I think Gordon Tallis always said this, you've got to earn the right to score tries. They kept going lateral. They were making mistakes. You know, even though they're seeing 12 players, mate, they just pulled together the Sharks. And this is why I said to you, at the end of the season, it's not a two-horse race. Yeah. The Sharks are going to be there, thereabouts. And this is what proved to me that they are a real finals chance, you know. And that's what I'm saying. Even when they went down 11, what were the Warriors doing? No disrespect to the players of the Warriors, but Nathan Brown would be ropeable because you've got to play what you see. You've got to do the hard yards. You've got to complete your sets. It's not like – sometimes it's like you think, okay, they're down one or two players. Let's try it around. It doesn't work that way. Mm. You can't go lateral. You've got to go through them and earn that right.
Well, that's why I thought Sean Johnson gets so many raps about being a wonderful player. How can he not control that game and get them over the line?
It's not just his fault. I think it's the attitude of the team in general. Like they just sort of thought, okay, you know what? There's one down. There's two down here. Mate, we're going to go right here. They didn't do the hard yards. They didn't roll up the sleeves, Gus. A bit like you sometimes when you're here.
Fair enough. What about MG said this morning? Oh, don't worry about that. They've been away from home for a long time and so forth. Surely at some stage they're professionals. Not like they're in Afghanistan.
No.
They're up in Queensland in a beautiful resort. They've lived up there for a couple of years now. I mean, sure, they're probably going to be stronger when they get back to New Zealand, but they've got to take some responsibility, the players, and Nathan Brown, he's got to be under some pressure.
Yeah, no.
Can't keep giving them a lead pass.
I know, but I think we have to let Brownie go back to New Zealand because, mate, it is hard playing away from home every week, obviously being, you know, they're in that sort of bubble for a while there too. So I'll give Nathan Brown a pass on that. They're getting the players they wanted. You know, Sean Johnson obviously back there. Mate, let's not forget, he's kicked them to 2 wins and a field goal, so I'll forgive him for the weekend.
Okay.
Their forwards have got to be better, mate. That's all I'm saying, mate.
All right, beautiful. Melbourne, Penrith, North Queensland, Cronulla are the top four. Mm. The bottom four, Newcastle, Canterbury, the Gold Coast and the West Tigers. So there you go.
Up next,
Benji Marshall, he joins us.
The Rush Hour.
Boys, a little bit earlier, had a chat to Benji Marshall, and he's going to be coming on the show tomorrow.
Champion.
Talking about all things rugby league. Of course, his show tonight from 7 o'clock after NRL 360. His show, Benji's got a couple of Parramatta players coming on, so make sure you don't miss that on Fox League. But this is what he said around the fire in Balmain that the Leith Club was in over the weekend.
Mate, crazy, but you know what? It might be the best thing that happened there, though.
Okay.
Because now they might go and redo it and do it up properly, because it's just... I don't know, it's been weird. It's been that block of space that's been sitting there for a long time, unused.
Yeah. Prime land as well.
Mate, seriously, I used to love the Balmain Leagues Club going there. You know, we used to go there before the games, go and have schnitzel, take the family there to have meals, and that was a great joint. I don't know what's going on, but they need to put something back in there.
Absolutely.
Put us the Leagues Club back in there for sure.
So you've got great memories of there?
Some of the greatest memories, and I don't want to like tell too many stories, but after the grand final, we went back there and we drove the bus into Victoria Road, and they had to close from the Gladesville Bridge to Victoria Road on the main road.
Yeah.
Because the people were just out the front trying to get in, and you couldn't get in. And I met these two backpackers who were trying to get in, and I just ushered them in like they were family, and they spent the whole week partying with us like we won. I'd only just met them.
Fantastic.
Yeah, mate, it was a great night. But we spent 3 days in a row at the Balmain Leagues Club partying.
That sounds fabulous. Absolutely awesome. And how lucky for those backpackers.
Mate, they were so good. I still keep in contact with them, actually.
That's, what country are they from?
Ireland.
Oh, well, I've never met an Irishman that I haven't enjoyed their company.
No, and they love to drink.
Yeah, they certainly do. How good is that for those two backpackers? Probably didn't even realise what was going on. Thought, oh, there's a bit of a queue here.
Swept into a little, just an after party, then the biggest party.
Exactly. I imagine you boys trying to get back into your league's club at various times, you know, you've won premierships and so forth.
Crazy. Brisbane, mate, back in the early days of 93, and then it was so hard to get in because when you got back to the airport, they were all lined up.
Oh, so because you won all your premierships in Sydney.
Yes.
You then flew back that night? Always?
Sometimes we'd fly back that night because it was an afternoon grand final then.
Yep.
And then, you know, but sometimes the next day, obviously when it became a day grand final, like in 2000 and stuff, and sometimes they'd want to stay in Sydney, but you just want to get back to see your fans because they're the ones who pay the membership. Mm. They're the ones who you want to, you know, get the trophy. And Wayne Bennett was at his best. I know Alf was always really good. It was awesome.
What about you, Jude?
Oh, mate, we've had different moments over the time. I think it's some of the opportunities where I've snuck into things in the music industry. I went to a Strokes concert and was messing around with a few of the guys and that sort of stuff with a few mates, and then suddenly ran into one of the ladies who worked at the promoter, and we went to the after party, and we sneak in, and then there's Liam Gallagher and things like that. It was just like, you know, you just suddenly go and you just pinch yourself and go, how do we end up here? Like, it's,
that is very
you
cool.
You just like get the armchair right in.
Let's throw it out there. How did you get in?
Yeah.
Just off the back of those two backpackers who just strolled along Victoria Avenue, and all of a sudden, a week later, been partying with these blokes who play for the West Tigers that just won a premiership. How did you get in? Anthony from Campbelltown, how'd you get in?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Who are you?
Good, Anthony.
Good, mate.
Where'd you get into?
Well, I was pretty much already in. I was working at the G at the time, SCG at the time, looking after the cricketers, and you get divvied up to go look after the home side or the away side. And I got the away side, wasn't unhappy about it. Got to meet a lot of the West Indian players, and ended up having a few Kariba runs with the gentleman. Absolute marvellous afternoon.
Sensational.
Oh, just imagine how good that would have been.
Yes, Mr. Richie Richardson likes a drop.
Oh,
amazing.
without name dropping.
Yeah,
I love Joel, with the big broad brimmed hat.
Exactly so right. Good. Joel Garner, Viv Richards, all those legends. Thanks, Anthony. What about Nathan? Hi, Nathan. Where did you get in, mate?
It was the Knights Stadium. They had just won the 2001 Premiership, and they all came back to the local town. The local Holden dealership had a whole heap of utes in the middle of the stadium, and I pushed on, pretended I was part of the makeup. The team rushed on, and next thing you know, I'm in the back of the ute with a lot of the players.
Much better than Lego, Nathan. Well done, mate. What about Anthony? Where did you get in, brother?
G'day, fellas.
Hello, brother. Anthony.
Good. 89 grand final. Couldn't get tickets. We were willing to pay thousands out the front. There was a guy at the back of the G, inside a gate, away from the turnstile. I waved a 50 in front of him. He's looked to the left, looked to the right. He's gone, come on. And I got me and two of my mates in. It was beautiful.
You bribed your way in.
How good.
What a grand final, too. One of the great grand finals.
One of the great grand finals. Thanks, Anthony. What about Steve in Parramatta? Where did you get in, Steve?
Mate, it was after Parramatta grand final many, many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't had too many, but they had a loss. And me and a mate, we had our para jerseys on. We got into para leagues club. Playing pokies as you do, and we're sitting next to Fooey, Moi's cousin.
Yeah.
Chatting away, ordered a beer, had a few with him, and then the next minute he goes, mate, we're going to Rose and Crown for an after party. Nice. So me and a mate get ushered in the back, and basically Rose and Crown till 6 a.m. But the funny thing was, we had the old cotton jerseys on, and my mate walked up to Fooey, and we got introduced with a cousin. Fooey ripped his jersey from his chin all the way to the bottom with his bare hands, and he had to walk around with no shirt on.
Big fella, Fooey. That's a great night, Steve. Thanks for sharing it with us. What about Adam in Box Hill? Hi, Adam.
Hello, guys. How are we going?
Yeah, good, we're good, Adam, mate. How did you get in?
Very good, mate. I'm going to be straight up with you guys. 2008, I was Manly's season member of the year. Nice. I never missed a game.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Townsville, went to New Zealand, went to Melbourne, went to Brisbane, and the list goes on. And then in the grand final days, when they made the grand final of 40-0, thrashing to Melbourne, I got given corporate tickets to sit with the players' wives.
Oh.
Then I got taken out for a week straight, partying with the boys.
Oh.
And I ended up with a mohawk after partying on the Corso for a 5-day straight.
Adam,
the perfect season.
I'll never forget.
Oh, Adam, you're taking us there. Thanks so much, mate. And to finish it up, Evan. G'day, Evan. Where did you get in, brother?
It wasn't actually me. It was actually my brother, Gus.
Yep.
2018 Grand Final celebrations, Roosters versus the Storm.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
We were out the back waiting to see the bus come in where the VIPs and everybody were walking in through the back doors.
Uh-huh.
Young lady was sitting there extremely annoyed at one of the Roosters players who'd probably fobbed her off for the night because he was having a party.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I'm not going in. If you can get this tag off my arm, you can have it.
Oh.
So we got the tag off her arm. Yeah, we got it off. We put it on to my brother. My brother walked through the security and ended up celebrating with the Roosters.
Oh, that amazing. Is absolutely gold. The Rush Hour, Gus, June and Wendell driving you home. Follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Rush Hour Triple M is our handle. And on Friday, Jude, at the end of the show, you were heading off for the start of the celebration, the 10-year anniversary of your 2012 victory for the Swannies. You're 50-50 at best to be here today, but you've been able to muscle up and get here, mate. You had a fantastic weekend as well as Mother's Day. Talk us through your celebrations with these gurus.
Yeah, it was great. It was obviously Friday night was just the pre-drinks and get to see everyone, a bit of a lock-in at the Dolphin Hotel in Surry Hills, and we're just up at the top level there, and just good to catch up with a few of the old faces as others rolled in. So some of them are still playing, and there's a commitment there for the coaches as well. So this is why this weekend was chosen, because Stuart Dew, the coach of the Gold Coast Suns, was coming into town, and John Longmire still coaching, and guys like Luke Parker and Sam Reed and Josh Kennedy could be involved. But it was just good to get all the players back into the fold. One was missing was Norm Smith medalist Ryan O'Keefe. Sadly had a wedding that he couldn't get out of. So, but to bring all the players back, their partners, and then the Saturday night was just a wider lock in. We had a chance to walk through the new facility that they're putting together at the Royal Hall of Industries. Then they had the box. We walked around the ground, and then another session that night. So it was.
And you got to watch the Swannies get to 59 all at three-quarter time and then really play poorly in that fourth quarter.
Right, well, let's just say it didn't go to script really with the result.
Well, there's one bloke quite happy, I suppose, the coach.
That was the funny thing. So we turn up at the function at 7 o'clock that night, and John Longmire arrives, and the first person that got out of the lift and he walked into was Stewie Jew, and he goes, "Oh, bloody hell!" Like, you know,
yeah.
And then Stewie's like, "It's a grand final reunion. You don't have too much to worry about." So,
yeah.
But it was to bring the wider club together, and just have Adam Goods there.
Of course,
I think I've had so many messages from people who said, "Terrible game of footy," but brought tears to my eyes seeing, you know, Adam Goods there. And to be honest, we just loved, you know, having him come back in there. He was speaking to the on-ground announcer and Adam Spencer, and the crowd just loved having him there. And obviously he was there on the Friday night and Saturday night.
And for Goodsy, how long's it been since he's sort of been back? Not so much with you boys, because he always supports you boys, but just that whole sort of getting involved again with the AFL and, you know, without putting an absolute year on, it's been a little while.
Look, I think he may have attended a quarter of footy or something like that since he's retired. Yeah. I'm not sure, really. He might have turned up at one of the games up in one of the boxes, but no real involvement. So that's why it feels special that it's now, you know, just that we've got that back together with all the guys. And there's some, like, Shane Mumford going hard, like the big mummy and that sort of stuff. And just the stories from the players back in the day. And I look at that team, and it was, you know, a phenomenal team. Hawthorn were by far and away the best team of that year during the season, but we did beat them in Tasmania. But, you know, we put sides to the sword. It was a really talented team and stood up on the big stage, and that's the main thing. We get to celebrate it in 10 years' time again.
That's fantastic. And just before we wrap up the first hour, before we get into the news and the second hour of the show, how fit is everyone now? Like, how's everyone travelling? They looked all right in the photos.
You know what? That was, like, normally someone's pulled the ripcord or, you know. Nick Malcheski, who kicked the first and last goal of the game, he's running as freely as ever. And, the blokes are in pretty good nick. So, let's see in another 10 years as well.
Yeah. How's Stu looking?
What's that?
How's Stewie? Stewie looking.
He's eating the farm around the sheep, but that's all right. We like a little chubby man. There's no doubt about that. But we have a new competition running on the show, boys, and this is one we're going to have a lot of fun with. It's all about finding a doppelganger. Now, if you don't know what that is, it's basically who's the person that looks most like Jude, the lookalike of Jude, the lookalike Adele, and the lookalike of me. And we are out there searching for you guys because we've got a special treat we want you to do.
Tom Arnold is not going to run, mate. He's not going to run.
Excuse me, mate. Sorry. I thought you were going to go Richard Gere. Or... I've lost 25 kilos. Sorry. Can I get a little bit of love?
Sorry, mate.
Just a little bit of love.
Just bang. Just a little, yeah, little driveway.
The Wonder Surf Lifeline. You give each other little taps now. I see what's going on. The Wonder Surf Lifesaving Club presents Tradies Sutherland to Surf on the 17th of July. It celebrates 50 years this year. Sign up now to walk or run at sutherlandtosurf.com.au. So Wonder Surf Club, we basically want to find our lookalikes who are then going to run or walk this race for us.
This is amazing. Like, we don't even have to run. I love it.
All we have to do is select the person that looks like you. It's like fine cotton. Exactly. So if we're looking for someone like you, Dale, what are some of the traits that you believe we could then say he is your doppelganger?
I don't know, like tall, dark and handsome, obviously, and likes to have a snack every now and then because I love raiding the snack machine.
Mate, just quickly, how many packs of chips and how many nuts, how many chocolate bars and how many lollies have you had since 4 o'clock?
Yeah, I know. I got a bit of Monday-itis, so I just really had a little snackathon, so it was great.
And a couple of cans of Coke as well.
Yeah, 2 cans of Coke, that's okay. It's a bit of a sugar hit.
You certainly are. So, okay, we obviously know, do you need the personality? Do you need to see that or you just want someone that looks like you?
Just someone that looks like me, and that's got a really kind personality.
Oh. Kind personality?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
Mm. What about eHarmony, mate?
What about you, Jude? What sort of traits are we looking for? Because you're again, you know, good-looking fella, so, you know, can't just grab anyone out of the Triple M listenership.
Ryan Reynolds is not going to run today.
Give yourself a rap.
What about you, Gus? What about you?
Well, you know, someone with a little bit of... Why are we focused off him all of a sudden?
Yeah, I know.
Move on.
Oh, you're starting to eat again? You're eating his lollies now. We're on air, mate. Obviously, someone for me, you know, someone 100, round about that 110...
Yeah, I know.
What are you laughing at?
No, nothing. I love you, mate. That's all.
About 110K mark, you know, someone obviously a little bit more stretched athletically.
We want them to get through the run.
Yeah, but they can walk it as well. Yeah. They don't have to run
it. You don't want your doppelganger coming.
No, but you can come in and we've got lots of stuff that we'd like to do with you guys once you've been selected.
Absolutely.
Lots of fun. Bring you in as part of the show as well. So please register at triplem.com.au. Go to triplem.com.au if you're keen to take part in the Sutherland to Surf 2022 on our behalf. We want to pick the three lookalikes that take after Dell, Jude, and myself.
Is there an after party?
Well, you can run the after party.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, Dakey. So that competition is open right now.
Up next, we talk to Paul Gowan.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour.
Welcome back to the Rush Hour. Gus Wall and Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor here on Triple M. When you're talking about boxing royalty and NRL royalty, you talk about this man.
Our next guest has done it all. He's a former captain of the Cronulla Sharks, playing 340-plus games for Australia and New South Wales. He's a professional boxer with 12 wins under his belt, 7 by KO. That's just the start. He's an NRL commentator. Jeez, next he'll be telling me he saved some puppies from a burning house.
Did he save some puppies from a burning house?
Well, if there were puppies in a burning house, he'd save them. Please welcome to the show, Paul Gowan.
Yeah, and of course, the fight live on Main Event and available on KO and Foxtel this Wednesday night. And Gal is attempting for Australian boxing history, aiming to become the first cross-code athlete to ever hold the Australian and Australasian titles at the same time. Gal, thanks for joining us on the show, mate.
No worries, boys. Thanks for having me.
Mate, how are you feeling? The press conference, well, you're fired up, mate, because the bloke hasn't done a lot.
Oh, mate, I just get really frustrated. And I mean, Wendell's sort of been in and around boxing in as a boxing circle. And what I suppose the people in boxing sometimes think of crossover stars who try their hand at boxing, they're pretty critical, to be honest. And they often, you know, want to get stuck into you for so-called taking up boxing people's time or taking the limelight away from them. But the fact is, mate, I bring eyes to the sport and I bring the limelight to the boxers, and every one of those boxers today understood that, and actually 3 or 4 of them even mentioned it. And here he's a guy who's a boxer, comes from that boxing background, and has done absolutely nothing to promote the fight for starters, but nothing to promote the sport. And that's what I get most frustrated at, that he's a boxer who's had an amateur career, and he's probably one of those people who have bagged me for being involved. Yet when he's got his time in the sun, his time to shine, wants to do nothing for the sport. I just don't get it. These boys fighting in league clubs in front of 300 people. He's got the opportunity to fight in front of thousands of people, tens of thousands of people at home, and it doesn't promote the sport. It doesn't even turn up for the media day. I just think it's stupid. Look, it's really frustrating, mate, to be honest.
No, I can understand that, mate.
One thing I'd say, I'll be honest, Gal and I used to work together at Triple M, mate. Always, Gal always says hello. My daughter's a massive Sharks fan. He got a jersey for my daughter, got it signed, and she had a photo with Gal. Mate, what Gal's done in boxing, not too many people, mate, Mundine was great, but he's taking on heavyweights. And I don't care, people say, he fought his older fighters and rugby league players. When Gal fought Justin Hooney, mate, I was sitting bar with my mate going, mate, you know what? I don't care what anyone says. Paul Gallen nearly beat Hooney. He nearly beat him in that fight.
Yeah.
That's, mate, the blokes, he was 22. Gal is 40. This is not his speciality, but let me tell you, he's 40, 41, and he just keeps on keeping on, mate. Nothing but respect for Gal in this.
Thanks, Dale. Appreciate that, mate. But, mate, looking forward to this fight. It's a big fight. He's 30 or 31, so obviously a lot younger than me. We've got a similar record. He's had 10 fights, only one loss. Mate, this card is probably the best card I've been involved in. And, I mean, there's 10 fighters on the card. The five main fights on the main event card, there's only four losses between all 10 fighters. So there's a couple of blokes who are undefeated there. I think the most amount of losses anyone's had is one. It's going to be an amazing card, an amazing night. Newcastle love their boxing, and just looking forward to getting it all done now.
Gallus, dude, you've been able to show not only your incredible resilience, you just can cop such a beating throughout any of the fights, but you've shown your skill. Is there a part of it that you wants to take on a fight like Jake Paul next and try and steal that from Sonny Bill Williams?
That has been spoken about, has been mentioned to me, and I said I'd be up for it. I don't think I'll be stealing from Sonny Bill Williams. I'm pretty honest in my appraisal. That fight is impossible to make. Sonny Bill Williams weighed in his last fight fit as a fiddle at 109.5 kilos. Jake Paul weighs in his fights at 86 kilos. How the hell is Sonny Bill? We've all seen Sonny Bill. How's he got an ounce of fat on him? How's he going to lose 25 kilos, please?
Wow.
It's just not going to happen. You have to chop a leg off, honestly.
Yeah, but also...
I just don't think that's possible, that fight happening. Look, when I fought Justice Hooney, I weighed in at 97 kilos, so I probably could get down to around 90 kilos at the most, to be honest. No less than that. So,
in your head, I know you want that fight, Gal, and, mate, let me tell you, we all want to see it. That would just blast the main event records.
Will it happen, Gal?
Come on, Gal, you know what you want.
I've got to be honest, guys, I don't think it'll happen. And Gal's 100% right. I've wanted it to happen for a long, long time, and I had a conversation with his manager about 6 weeks ago, and that conversation was it was non-existent, to be honest. It was a nothing conversation. And I actually worked with Sonny that weekend.
Yeah.
And I was really angry, and I thought, I'm going to put it on Sonny live on television and ask him if we could fight. And I did. I said, Sonny, when are we going to do it? And all I got was, we'll see, bro. That was it. So,
Well, you never know. You're saying there's a chance, Gal. Anyway, you're a great mate of ours here at Triple M. Loving what you're doing across the road as well at other radio stations, and all the best for Wednesday night. Well, we've got the steaks in, the beer's ready to go, a few mates coming over. Main event, live on Main Event and available on KO and Foxtel this Wednesday night. Make sure you don't miss it. Like you say, Gal, not just you, Harry Garside, a few other absolute guns as well. So we look forward to it, mate.
Boys, appreciate your support. I'll see you later.
Well, cheers, mate. Good on you, Gal. Thanks a lot, mate.
Someone in the rush hour can count. This is Dell's Big Set of Six. With everything from produce to general goods and so much more, you're bound to find a bargain at Paddy's. Over to you, Dell.
Yeah, we love Paddy's. Paddy's loves you, Dell, and we love when you're talking rugby league. Tackle one, Jude.
Dell, Kieran Foran was very emotional when he announced that he was exiting Manly for a 2-year deal with the Gold Coast Titans. Will this be a good move for Foran?
Yeah, look, I think they need experience up there at the Titans. They've got a young spine there. It's good for him. I think it's good for Manly because I think Schuster now will play 5-8. Schuster's an absolute – he's class. So I think it's the right move.
He's going to be a big six, though, isn't he?
He's going to be a big six, very skillful. But only in rugby league can this happen, you know. Like, that's what – you know, when we called the game the other night, you know, he knew he was going in to tell the boys that, thanks, boys, but I'm out of here in the next couple of days.
He's got to look after himself. He's had no injuries, really, at Manly. Everywhere else he went, he got injured. Yeah. You can just see him going to the Titans and something happening.
Yeah, I hope so, man. They need him at the moment. They need some experience. They've got a lot of their salary cap, you know, built into two forwards, really. Mm.
Tackle two, would Souths be regretting letting Adam Reynolds go?
Yeah, look, short-term they would be, but I think long-term, they've got a couple of really good young players there. I know that, Cody Walker suffered as well. Cody Walker realises, I think you saw it at the end of the game, you know, he's just like, I miss you, mate. I didn't realise it was going to be this hard. Cody Walker's a fantastic player, but you need, it's like having Batman and Robin. You need your Adam Reynolds there. So, of course, they'd be regretting that. But Demetrio made a decision, what was best for his future and the club, and they're going with a young talent.
This, Tackle 3, this morning on The Breakfast Show, MG said this about the Sharks. I think that was the best club win in the Sharks' history. I think since 1967, since they've been in the competition, for what they did yesterday, yeah, the Warriors weren't good, but the Sharkies were epic. That first got in, what, the 17th or 18th minute, Will Kennedy got sent off. Then they had Ramian in the sin bin, so they had 11 on 13 at one stage, and the Warriors didn't look like scoring a try.
Del, do you agree?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I've seen some pretty good Sharks teams over the years, you know, even through the 90s and that and 2000s. And I've got to say, that showed character. And what that does, it builds confidence towards the finals. And they know when they're looking left and looking right, they go, I know you got my back, you know, we're together. So Craig Fitzgibbon's doing a really good job there.
Ramian got 3 weeks. Kennedy got 2 weeks. So in that situation, then both of them should have been sent off, right?
No, not really. Right result. I know Ramian, you could have sent him off. And I just think...
If Kennedy hadn't been sent off, they send off Ramian.
I think you're right, yeah.
Then why don't send them both off?
I don't know. I just probably think they just sort of like 2 send-offs in one game. I think it very rarely happens. So yeah, the refs are probably thinking, you know.
And they felt sorry for the Warriors. That's my next question, tackle four. What in the is happening with there?
Yeah, look, Warriors have had a couple of good wins, but they're just playing without confidence at the moment. And I know people are saying it's pressure on Brownie, but the players have to be accountable here. That there's no structure to what they're doing at the moment. They're playing sort of one-out football, and they're not playing as a team. I mean, I know that falls on Brownie a little bit, but even Sean Johnson, it's up to him to get those forwards, you know, moving around. But you got to go through them and not around them.
Tackle five, few injuries there for the Storm. Pappy, looks like he might be out for a few weeks. That's a worry for Freddie as well.
Well, yeah, it is. I mean, I know people are saying that Papenhuyzen, like, he's leading the Dally M's. I think he's 15 points. Isaiah Yeo, I think, second or third. Mate, Pappy's playing some great football. And, you know, it's hard because I think Papenhuyzen, it needs to be in the starting team.
So he starts at one in front of Teddy.
No, he doesn't. But if you're going to pick him, I think that's where you are. But Teddy's got runs on the board there.
So you don't pick Pappy at all?
I don't pick Pappy in my 17, because even that 14 role, you know, it's a good... I know he's playing some good football. Some people have Pappy in there.
I think 99.9% would.
I don't know. Not everyone. Not the way that it's structured now with State of Origin. But, you know, he's playing some wonderful football. I just... Hopefully we'll get to see him sooner rather than later.
Tackle number six, mate. How much are you looking forward to Magic Round? Because you literally... If you didn't have your bag packed already, you're going to be packing it tonight. You're on Thursday. How excited are you? Get up there and have all the games in one place. Get back home again.
Yeah.
Catch up with people. Just be Wendell.
Oh, no, I'm excited because, you know, no COVID and stuff and we've been through it. But I just think for Brisbane, it's a nice celebration. But also, I'm going to watch my young bloke play. So they're playing the Dolphins this week. So it's just good to see all the friends and that. But I just think for rugby league, we need this at the moment. It's important for all the teams and supporters to get up there and enjoy themselves.
and
the Triple M NRL team, their cool team. We're staying at a great hotel, so we can't wait.
I want to talk about, I went to a cafe the other day in the inner city. I don't get to the inner city as much as I used to. But on the menu, I was so pleased to see Weet-Bix. Not something you see very often anymore. And when I said to the bloke, mate, do you reckon I could have those Weet-Bix with hot milk? And he goes, absolutely. I said, what about a bit of brown sugar? He goes, yeah. And that's exactly as I used to have them when I was just a young kid. And I thought, you beautiful.
How many did you have?
Six.
Ooh.
Brett Lee would be disappointed. He's a 9 to 10 man, but I went for 6, mainly because of the bowl size. I would have gone for a bigger bowl personally, but it was a cafe and so forth. But it got me thinking about how ridiculous cafes have become and how fancy they have become when you ask for something so simple as an egg and bacon roll, for instance. Mm.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
I've asked for an egg and bacon roll, and they come in and they go, no, we don't do bacon. We do... just ham off the bone.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, I love the ham off the bone at Christmas time or something like that, but I just want some greasy bacon. I'm really just keen for some bacon today.
I'm pretty plain, man. I just like Turkish toast with butter.
Turkish toast with butter?
I'm serious. I'm a bit weird. I'm different.
So Turkish toast with butter?
Yeah, that's all I
want. Warm bread already toasted up. Like, do you like it crispy?
Not really. No, just sort of warm a little bit and so it melts into it.
Yeah. Oh, I can see you eating it right now. So the Weet-Bix was there. That was fine. A mate of mine then asked for an egg and bacon roll.
Yeah.
And when it arrived, you think an egg and bacon roll is an egg and bacon roll, right? It was on one of those, is it brioche or?
Oh, brioche.
Brioche.
That can get in the bin.
Yeah.
That can get in the bin.
That can go on you-know-what itself.
Yeah.
Brioche, honestly.
Brioche.
It's that sweet. It's like, might as well call it a dessert.
I know, it's a sweet
and it just
bun.
Doesn't taste right. You'd want it on either just plain bread or multigrain or just on a nice...
Yeah,
bun. You know what I mean? So that was that. And then he opened it up and he goes, I have a look at this. Some type of lettuce. Unnecessary. Never a part of what you described that you wanted. And then rather than just having barbecue sauce, which is what he wanted, it was some sort of aioli, herby, garlicky thing as well.
Yeah, like a fancy, eh?
You know, and then they throw some cherry tomato. Look, at no stage did we ask for the mayonnaise-y stuff. We didn't ask for the tomatoes. We didn't ask for the lettuce. We didn't ask for the a dessert as the bun. Right. Just keep it simple.
Yeah.
What is wrong with people? Cafe owners, give yourself an uppercut. Keep it simple. We're Australian. We don't want it fancy.
Hey, come on, mate. They've struggled the last couple of years too, mate. So just like
settle down. Oh, we can't keep going back to COVID and everyone struggled the last years. We're all out of it now.
We're not totally out of it.
But if you're charging $14.50 for an egg and bacon roll, you don't need to put all the fancy you-know-what on it.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So can we give everyone an uppercut that runs a cafe? Okay. Yeah, you're getting an uppercut. Bang! Boom. There you go.
Alex Volkanovski joins us next. What a legend.
Gus, Jude and Wendell, this is the Triple M Rush Hour.
Welcome back to the Rush Hour. Gus, Jude and Wendell, follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Rush Hour Triple M is our handle. Well, when we're talking USC, we only talk to the champion of the world.
Our next guest is the champ. And we don't just call him that the way Gus calls everyone champ because he can't remember their name. He's the current UFC featherweight champion with a fight record of 23 wins and one loss. Gus thinks he could take him. Please welcome back to the Rush Hour Octagon, Alex Volkanovski.
Yeah, and we love this man. We're so proud of him as well. Welcome back to the show, Alex. How are you, mate?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Mate, we're fantastic. Thanks, mate. I know that you're obviously working hard, but how much are you enjoying watching the footy at the moment? The NRL has started and it's going well, isn't it?
Obviously a bit unfortunate with the Dragons, the last one, but I mean, yeah, I'm still enjoying it.
Volks, Wendell Sale here, mate. How you going, brother?
Yeah, good, good.
Mate, what about the Illawarra Hotel? Mate, you know that you're a bit of a local legend when they change it to the Volkanovski Hotel. Mate, how good is the local support down there? You're a bloke from Warilla Gorillas, front rower. I think you played about 92 kilos. Now he's 67.
Wow.
A lot of love for you down there, mate.
Yeah, mate. The support's always been good here. It really has. But, you know, that was incredible what they did and the turnouts that we got for everything and even raised a bit of money for the kids' wish and all that type of stuff. So it all went well. So, I mean, that's why we wanted to do it. There was a few reasons. Obviously, they wanted to support me and then at the same time do a bit for the community and charity and things like that. So I'm just glad it all worked out.
Volker, UFC 276, that we get the chance to see the long-anticipated trilogy between yourself and Max Holloway. How much are you looking forward to it?
Oh, I can't wait. I'm just so glad that I get to get straight back in there. I said I wanted a quick turnaround, and here we are. You know what I mean? It wasn't long. I felt like I did the media tour. I went to Thailand for a little holiday, come straight back. All right, you want to get back into it? I'm all right, let's do it. I'm keen, mate. You know, I'm just obviously incredible Nick right now. I'm at my peak. That's the biggest fighter in our division right now. So let's go and put another ruby on that belt, make some more money and silence some of these haters.
Mate, I love what you're about, and obviously you do your grassroots stuff too, but I love when I had a beer with you at the Illawarra and you talked about, you went on the Joe Rogan podcast. And if you're going on Joe Rogan podcast, you know you've made it. What was that like, buddy?
It was pretty good. I made it twice. I was on the Joe Rogan podcast twice, so it was good. I don't really remember the first one, but we won't get into that. But I remember the second one. The second one was, it was good. Now it was always good seeing Joe Rogan, but to be on that is sort of like a, you know, you want to tick off some goals off your list, and like it's funny, even a podcast with Joe Rogan, that's definitely one of them.
You love your cooking and all those, you put different stuff up on your socials, mate. What sort of preparation needs to go into your body each day and every night for to compete like you do?
Oh, man, nutrition is everything. It really is. Obviously, I love my cooking. But, you know, you got to eat the right food. You'd be surprised when you're in camp and what you can and can't eat. I think a lot of people probably expect me. It's funny, I'll like have like some chips or a burger or something. Like, oh, you can't eat that. It's like, oh, man, like, what do you think I'm doing? Like, you know, I'm doing like up to like 4 hours a day of training. Like, I can get away with a burger here and there. So, yeah, man, it's good. To be honest, I eat really well compared to how I used to. So, it's all good. That's why you still see some of my cooking shows on my YouTube channel and whatnot. Even through camp, you still see me cook some good feeds because I'm still allowed to eat it. So, awesome. It's all good.
I've always agreed with you, Alex. You can always have a burger and chips whenever you like, mate. That's always
Where's the 4 hours of training you're doing at the moment?
Oh, sorry. What was that other bit? We're going to edit that bit out. Hey, Alex, thanks a lot, mate. Look forward to obviously loving you, supporting you over the next couple of weeks before the big fight as well, mate. And you take care yourself.
No worries. Thanks, Evan.
And that's it for today's podcast. For more of the show, you can catch us live on the radio tomorrow from 4 p.m. on Triple M.